Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Which Spark story has stayed with you?
Was it one about a chance encounter at a train station?
Or maybe a failed bank robbery?
Or a prison?
The phone box?
A music festival?
The gunman?
The first date?
Whichever it was,
however many it's been,
you can give a little back this month by pledging to support future episodes of Spark.
Using the secure form on our website, you can pledge to give monthly
or as a one-off donation.
All the money raised goes back into making this show,
so you can have many more memorable stories in the years to come.
Go to stories.co.uk/donate.
That's stories.co.uk/donate.
Thank you.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Helen
at a night at the Brixton Ritzy,
when the theme was periods.
Hello. I'm not going to tell you whether this is a literal period story. You can figure it out. I'm going to do a little bit of period education for the men in the room. So I think sometimes it's kind of scary thinking about periods as a man. So I just want to, just in case people don't know, you know when you need to pee, you can kind of stop it. Then you go to the bathroom, and when you need to do a poo, you go to the bathroom and you can stop it. That's not the same with periods. It happens. So let's put that aside, right? So I was living in Abu Dhabi and I was... That's not okay. I was teaching and we had to dress really conservatively, but then it was really warm. So we had to wear light clothes that were, down to our wrists, down to our ankles. So I was at this teaching conference in a hotel and I was wearing a beige maxi dress that was very light down to the ground. And we were in a hotel room. So it was kind of set up with, you know, those wedding tables and those white covered chairs. So I was sitting there listening to the teaching conference, and then I got that feeling. And I was like, got my period. And then, so I just kind of moved to the side to check the chair. And yeah, there was like a little personal crime scene on the chair. And I was like, shit. So I kind of decided I would go to the bathroom, and I went to pick up my bag and put it on the chair as I moved. And as I stood up, the person who was running the conference was like, could I get some volunteers? Helen, that's great. And I was like, no. So I put the bag in the chair and I just kind of said to my friend Susan, I was like, swap cardigans with me. She was like, what? And I was like, give me your cardigan, Susan. She was like, why, you're mad. Like, I was like, I'm period. And I was like, you come up with me to volunteer at the top. So she kind of came with me, and then the guy that was explaining the games we were going to demonstrate, he was like, this is a communication language game. It's called Inside Outside Circle. So Helen, you'll be person A. Susan, you'll be person B. Person A, you're going to sit. It's like speed dating. Helen, you're going to sit on the outside, and every time I ring a bell, you're going to move around the next chair. And I'm like, No. And I said, swap seats with me, Susan, swap seats with me. And then he said, okay, you can decide. So she swapped. So I was just on the one chair. And he said, you can decide whether you're a good or a bad listener. So then they asked for some audience feedback afterwards, and someone was like, Helen was just a really bad listener. She barely even sat on the chair. I was like, did I not? And then someone was like, but Susan was doing really good listening. So it was like, oh. And then they said, Helen, what was Helen telling you about? And Susan was like, Helen said she really likes Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. She likes when her Aunt Flo comes to visit. I was like, shut up. So anyway, then the game was over and I went back, headed back to where we were sitting before, and there was somebody on my chair. And I was like, oh, shit. So then she got up and I thought I would just kind of swing in before she stood up. And then my manager was like, no, Helen, don't sit on that chair. That lady just got her period. And I was like, ew. That's so disgusting. And that's my literal period story.
That was Helen.
Next is Junan.
With another bloody good story about periods.
So, when I was a child, I was absolutely desperate to grow up. I was the youngest of four siblings, and they all seemed to have a secret meeting group in my elder sister's bedroom. And I really wanted to be a part of it, but I was just too young. So I was also at this stage of my life when lots of people in my class were getting periods, but we were only like 9 years old. So it was a weird class where everyone was growing up really quickly. Everyone was bleeding everywhere and, you know, starting to get their first bras. And I remember begging my mum to get my first bra. It was aged 12 to 13 from Asda Living. And I was just desperate to become a woman, to become old like my siblings and finally be part of their group. And then the day finally happened. And I strolled downstairs to my sisters and I was like, I've started my period. And they were like, all right, great. And I was like, I'm a woman now. So maybe you're going to let me be part of your group. And I wasn't allowed to be part of their group. It turns out you could only be part of their group if you were willing to, if you had a deep desire to rebel against your parents. So I got to that stage in my later years of being a teen. So I was welcomed into that stage at some point, but starting my period wasn't the point. So I started my period and I was given this box of tampons and I was so excited to put in my first tampon to be a proper woman. And so I went upstairs and I read the instructions, and unlike the last story, I had no fucking clue what I was doing. So I just looked at this tampon and I was like, where the hell does this even go? So I was like there reading the box, looking at this tampon, just like trying really hard to figure it out. It took half an hour and I was just like, maybe, okay, finally got it in. And I was so proud that I got it in that I messaged all of my friends. I was like, guys, I am wearing a tampon. I am now a woman. I'm a real person. And I was only like 13 years old, so I didn't have anything to do. So I was just like messaging my friends, like typing on Facebook, like playing with my fingers. And I was like, it must be time. It must be time to take out my tampon and put in my next one. So I went to the toilet and I was like, right, now is the time. And I ceremoniously grabbed onto the string and tried to pull. And I was like, dear God, what is that pain? And I could not get it out. I mean, it had been half an hour, there was no blood on it. That is why I couldn't get it out. But I thought I was dying. I was like, there is sandpaper in my vagina and it is pulling so hard that I'm gonna pull out my vagina. So I was like, I'm just gonna sit here for a bit and just wait and just maybe it'll come out on its own. So I tried And I tried again and nothing happened. So I called my friends and I said, guys, my tampon's stuck. What do I do? And they said it needs to be full. So get it wet, get a shower head and douse it in water. So I stood in the shower, my shower head underneath my vagina, waiting for it to get wet enough to pull out. Didn't work, unfortunately. It's just still there. It'd been an hour by this point of sitting around my bathroom. I'd become more and more traumatized and less excited about being a woman. And then I finally made the phone call that no one should ever, ever have to make. And I dialed the number slowly, shaking with trauma and shame. And she answered and I said, Mom, I've got a tampon stuck in my fanny. You need to come home immediately. And at that point, I wasn't an adult. I wasn't a woman. I was a child who was scared of death by tampon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.